Alarmy, check out Alarmist on Patreon for ad-free episodes and...
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Bonus content. Here's a preview of our Guest Alarmist series, only on Patreon.
Like, what is that instinct that made you run to the bathroom?
Shame. Oh, 100%. I felt so ashamed. This is like, it was, she was like an older woman too.
Right.
And she had this,
like, you were disgracing her.
She was disgraced. Like, make no mistake. She, like, if she came in with grace, she was disgraced.
Yes.
Go to patreon.com/thealarmist and subscribe today. Now, on to our episode. Each week, we decide who's to blame for a historical tragedy. And each week, you tell us if we got it right. My name is Rebecca Delgado-Smith, and this is The Aftermath. The Aftermath. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Aftermath. Today we're speaking with guest expert Jamie Bronstein. Jamie is a relationship therapist, coach, and host of Love Talk Live podcast. She's also the author of Manifesting, a step-by-step guide to attracting the love that's meant for you. Let's hear what she has to say about my best friend's wedding. Hi Jamie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me on your podcast. I'm so excited.
Well, we're very excited to have you on, and we have so many questions. You're perfect for this episode. So I wanted to find out, in the film, I'm just going to dive right in. In the film, Jules and Julianne and Michael make a marriage pact that if neither of them are married by the age of 28, they're going to marry each other. And in your experience, have you come across other marriage pacts? And if so, why do people choose to do this, and under what circumstances? Can it work?
I do know a couple that just came to me offhand. I'm sure I know more. They had a pact. They got married. They're married with a child, and they are so happy and in love. They made a pact when they had known each other since they were little kids. They were family friends, and they went their different ways. One lived in London, one lived in LA. Like, this wasn't, I mean, this was like, how is this going to happen? But anyhow, they ended up getting married. So I am a big fan of the pact. I feel like, I love your phrase.
A big fan of the pact.
I think I think it's endearing. I'm such a romantic. And does it work out all the time? No, but sometimes it does.
Do you think that they were lifelong loves, or was it something that just they stuck to the pact?
Wait, my friends or the people in the movie?
Your friends, but also I guess the example of two people who where this would work.
I feel like the pact is made kind of as a backup, but it's not just a backup. It's a backup with somebody who you actually could see yourself marrying. And do I think it's a good idea if it truly would be like a settling situation? No. But if you go through your life, you have all these different dating experiences, relationships, and then you do see that person at the end of this as an adult, and both parties are happy with it, then I do think it's a good idea. It's not a good idea if it ends up being your settling.
Now, do you find that a lot of relationships come from friendships? How often do you come across that?
You know what? So in this day and age, I feel like it doesn't happen as much anymore, unfortunately, wow, because of everything. I mean, it's not just apps. It's like the nostalgia, the sweetness, the innocence of everything, I feel like, is so different now. I think that happens so much more with our parents and with even people in our generation. You're probably a lot younger than me. I have no idea. But let's say people in their 20s and 30s now, it's not happening as much as maybe 30s, 40s, 50s. I said 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, let's say, 70s, 80s. So I think that the app culture I mean, it starts, kids are in college when they start this, sometimes even high school. And so it's, people are missing out on that. And also there's the technology and the people are missing out on the face-to-face. And so I miss those days. I wasn't in those days a long time ago.
Yeah. It was very nostalgic to rewatch this movie and, you know, enjoy it from the 2024 perspective. And as you know, the movie was made in 1997. And of course, societal norms have changed in the over 20 years since it was made. But what kind of pressure did people feel to marry young back then? And do you see that as having changed?
I think that was on the, 1997 was more on the tail end of all of the pressure, unless it was a religious thing, to get married young. However, getting back to my parents or their generation, the baby boomers, and maybe a little bit younger than them, yes, I feel like the pressure was you have to meet somebody in college or else you're screwed, or right after college. And actually, I remember being right out of college and being at an event with two of my best friends. And this occurred to me. I said to my friends, Abby and Gwen, I was like, oh, my God, we need to meet our guys by the time we're 26 so we can get married by the time we're 28. Now, for them, I think they both found their guys and they got married around that time. I didn't meet my husband until I was 34. Anyhow, but even though a lot of people started getting married later, I do think that apparently even me after college, I was feeling like that pressure of just because my parents got married so early. So it is different now, but it's a real thing. And there was that pressure. Yeah.
Now, what is your stance on people being friends with their exes? Is it a bad idea, or have you seen people successfully transition into the friend zone?
Overall, if you had to say, and I don't believe in right or wrong, every situation is so different. Overall, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I think that it can work very well up until you meet somebody and you're in a relationship. I think that it just causes problems. And it doesn't mean it's not like Friends where Rachel or where, where
Ross and Rachel.
Ross and Rachel had to stop being friends because of his fiance girlfriend. That's, I think that was unnecessary because they all hung out as a group. You know, it was a little extreme. But I think the one-on-one time with the ex could be could cause problems because of your new relationship.
Yeah, in the movie, also, Kimmy asks Jules to be her maid of honor within minutes of meeting her. And to us, this felt aggressive.
Well, towards the end of the movie, she did disclose, I'm pretty sure I saw this, that she did this to, it's like frenemy, like to keep the enemy close. I'm pretty sure. Did you see that?
Yes, part? Yes. She does then admit that she wanted to keep her close because she doesn't say she was jealous, but she just felt like she was such a huge part. She could never live up to Jules's idea in Michael's eye.
Yes.
But do you feel like that kind of, how do you feel about that kind of move? Are there any red flags that you see when personalities tend to kind of jump on that?
So you're saying the move that she chose to ask her to be?
Yes.
It was surprising to me, her reason. I didn't pick up on it. I do think that she, I'm trying to think if I were her, if I were Kimmy, what I would have done, I would have been freaking out 100%. I personally would not have asked her to be a maid of honor,
right?
Because that's just bizarre.
Do you find that there are people who are friends with their partner's exes?
I think that people that have a positive attitude and, you know, a good outlook will attempt to do that. It just depends on everybody's personality. Some people are able to do that. I think also if you use your intuition and you see, are these two people really done with each other or are they not the exes? If one gets a sense that they're really not done, then I think it's important to have a conversation with the person that you are in the relationship with. So I think if I were Kimmy, I personally would have had a conversation with Michael and I would have said that I want to keep our relationship sacred and I feel like this is a problem. Now, the problem with that is, it is risky because you don't want to sound jealous. You don't want to sound insecure. At the same time, you have to call out the elephant in the room.
Which was never done in the movie. Not until much later. So Jules's feelings for Michael seem to have suddenly been triggered by him getting engaged. What do you attribute her reaction to? And how do you and your coaching treat what we perceive as while discussing the film as jealousy?
Okay, bringing back my parents for a second. If I didn't know my parents' story, and they're the most in love couple I know, they've been married for 52 years. If I didn't know their story, I hate judging, but I wouldn't judge, but I might have thought, well, maybe she doesn't really like him. It's only because she's jealous. However, my parents were friends for a long time. My dad was always in love with my mom. My mom, KB, or Keith was, now he's KB as the grandpa, but Keith was always just Arlene's friend. Until he had some girlfriend and then my mom like went crazy about, and she actually, I think she, this is the myth in the family, that she ended up telling my dad that this lady cheated. Anyhow, my dad always was in love with my mom anyway. They ended up getting married. But it did take something like that to make my mom wake up a little bit. So only because my mom's a wonderful person. She made Keith and Arlene were supposed to be together anyway. So sometimes in life, we do need a wake-up call. I don't think it means that Julie Roberts. I don't think that it means that she didn't have those feelings inside, especially her, because her character is all about, she wasn't really in touch with her feelings. It was very hard for her to emote and to be vulnerable and to experience real love. So I think that psychologically and emotionally, the whole time she was just holding herself back from actually expressing and feeling those real feelings for Michael anyway.
Wow. So my follow-up question is, if Jules was your client, how would you try and help her?
So, okay, A, as a therapist, I learned this second day in therapy school, in the graduate program, whatever. Apparently, therapists are not supposed to give advice, which I was shocked about because I thought that that's what we did. So technically, I would not give her advice. I would help her navigate. I would help guide her to her own empowered decisions by asking questions and helping and reflect back to her things that she was expressing. But what I would recommend would be to start with kind of what we were just talking about. Let's get really clear before you make a big gesture, fly there, cause a ruckus. Let's get really clear. Is this worth it? And what I saw in the movie, I mean, I was crying because I just rewatched it the other day. I mean, this lady, I do think she made a good decision because life is short and we have to take risks in life. So I would not have recommended the crazy, crazy thing she did. She could have gone about it a little bit of a different way, but it's an entertaining movie. Like I said, I'm a romantic, so I would have guided her. I wouldn't have told her what to do or what not to do. I would have just asked her to get clear for herself. Are these chances that she's taking worth it for her?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Now, what about Michael? Because he seems to have been overstepping some relationship boundaries throughout the movie as well.
Like the kiss.
Like all the flirting from the beginning.
And the song when they were on the boat and the song and the dancing.
Yes, yes. What's your take on his and on his role in this I don't know what I would call it on in this, you know, just predicament.
So he's a human. And like I said, I like to not judge people. One might look at the whole situation and feel like he did something wrong. However, this was his journey also. And he needed to go through everything he went through to realize that he truly wanted to choose Kimmy. Now, they didn't have sex. It was a kiss. Would I have wanted my husband to kiss some girl like the day before our wedding? No, that's not, no girl would want that. However, watching the movie and being objective as the viewer of the movie and the situation, we do have one life to live. And this was something he had to grapple with. He had to figure this out. Horrible timing. However, we can't always choose the timing in life. So I don't think he was wrong for what he did. I think both him and Jules really, both for themselves, had to see it out, see it through. And it was sad. As much as, you know, George, her BFF, who doesn't like women, came back at the end, that was very sweet. It was also sad because I was just like, I just hope she finds, it's like, I want to see a second movie. I hope she finds the guy she's supposed to be with. I want to know what happens.
Aw. Yes, I guess we all see our experience in Jules at that moment, right? I found it to be very hopeful, personally.
You did when George came?
Yes.
We're all so different. And I thought it was depressing. That's so funny.
So we talked a lot about George, of course, and his friendship with Jules. And she really leans on him, and he definitely goes above and beyond. And, you know, in the end, he even shows up, like you said. How important are healthy friendships for those looking to be in relationships or looking to find a partner?
Those friendships are so important because they are filled with unconditional love. And that's why you want to look at your friendships, get rid of any toxic relationships, anybody who's jealous. It is a good inspirational lesson for all of us to watch and see that relationship with George, because it is so heartwarming. And when he came back, of course, I was happy, and I, you know, it filled her with love. It filled me with love to see that friendship love. And everybody needs a George in their life. Friends are really important because, like I said, it's somebody to laugh with. It's somebody to be your biggest fan, to not give unsolicited advice, but to be there for when you really need some encouragement or some guidance. If you don't have a therapist, and if you have a therapist and a best friend, even better.
Jackpot. In our initial episode, we discussed the concept of fairy tale endings. Do you find that some of your clients come in with unreasonable expectations about relationships, and could this be attributed to the rom-com genre?
Yes and yes. 100%. I do think that, you know, we live in a society, whether it's the fairy tales when we're little or the rom-coms, where we, a lot of us do want that, in quotes, fairy tale ending. But at the end of the day, we just want to be happy and in love. So, and with the right person. So I think some people take it to the next level where they think that it really is going to be perfect every day, and there's going to be vacations, and there's bonbons and roses and cards all the time. And that's not realistic. So if a client, when a client comes in that has these expectations of a relationship, or even as they're dating, you know, I have to talk them, not off the ledge, I have to talk them down to earth to help them, you know, I'll say, well, what are the good qualities of this person? Do you have fun on this date? Okay, so he is a bad dresser. We can change that, you know, but let's four qualities. So I do a lot of that coaching work with my clients. And it's also education. I call it psychoeducation of life, of what life is. And this doesn't mean, you know, there are all these books like Good Enough, Marry Good Enough. I don't think that you should do that. I think that you should be truly in love and with that right person who makes you incredibly happy and you make them incredibly happy. But also, yeah, sometimes we have to have these realistic conversations.
So we ask all of our guest experts this question. At the end of the day, if you had to pick a person or thing, it can be a concept that you think is to blame for the circumstances or the predicament in my best friend's wedding, who or what would that be?
Who is to blame? Oh, God. Well, I think the obvious answer is Jules. Wait, first of all, he asked her. No, wait. Let's go back. He called her up and all he said was he's getting married. And then he asked her to be in the wedding. So he asked her to come to Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it is Michael.
Wow. Okay, go on.
Jules was going on with her life. She was going on with her life. He brought her into the mix. He didn't have to. Wait, how long had it been? I know some about 9 years. Were they best friends for 9 years? How long had it been since they were in touch?
It seemed like they weren't talking all the time because they at least hadn't spoken to her in a month is what they say. I mean, it seems like but she seemed very surprised that he even had a girlfriend. So right. I don't know how close they were at the moment.
Right. And they did talk about they talked about how she was so busy with work and they hadn't talked in a while. I'm just because I saw myself in Jules, I'm going to say it's Michael's fault because he didn't have to tell her. She could have, although if they are in quotes best friends, it would be weird if he didn't tell her. Okay, let's rewind. Still Michael's fault because he didn't have to invite her to the wedding. There we go. He should. That's good that he told her. That'd be normal. They're best friends. But he didn't have to have her be part of the wedding. That's where we went wrong.
Interesting. Okay, final answer. His decision to include her in all of the wedding festivities.
Yes. Keep it separate. This is someone. This is a best friend. However, someone you had relations with in the past. Let's keep her out of the wedding. Have her show up on that day. Fine. If she wants to say, you know, I object or whatever during the wedding, fine. But there didn't need to be the whole lead up. She's part of the family. It was too much.
I see. So you would have had Jules come to the wedding, but just not be part of the entire family and so close. It was the inner circle.
I also would have had, if I were directing the movie or writing the movie, I would have had, no, then the whole movie wouldn't have been funny. In real life, Michael should have asked Kimmy permission. I think he did. Who knows? I don't think he did. Told her, been more communicative. Here's the situation. Do you want her at the wedding? And she could choose.
Wow. Okay, Jamie. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to head over to Patreon right now to discuss further and find out if Clayton's opinion about the movie has changed. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much. This is fun.
If you'd like to hear our post-interview discussion and final verdict, head over to Patreon and subscribe. Your support is greatly appreciated. Check out our show notes for a link or head over to patreon.com/thealarmist. Stay tuned because next week we'll be discussing the 1931 China floods. The Alarmist.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.